Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. President Biden with a big announcement. He is sending 1,000 military medical personnel to help staffing crunches at hospitals across the nation. A lot of hospitals are overwhelmed right now because of the nationwide spike in COVID cases, and much of their staffs are quarantining at home because they've tested positive.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
Those teams will be headed to Coney Island Hospital in Brooklyn, also University Hospital in Newark. The acting head of the FDA recently told Congress that the Omicron strain will infect most people. She says the focus should be on ensuring critical services continue uninterrupted. There has been a lot of talk, but not that much action to help the victims of the tragic fire in the Bronx last weekend. That is the claim of the General Secretary of the Council of African Imams.
As other families prepared to say goodbye to loved ones who died in this fire Sunday at Twin Parks Tower North, a makeshift memorial now outside the building. Many from Africa, the General Secretary of African Imams, Suleiman Konate, says along with mourning, there needs to be action to prevent another tragedy.
The city need to make sure by putting pressure on every landlord that winter time, the hot water heat must be on.
The FDNY saying several space heaters left on for days led to the fire. Another issue, the door to the apartment not closing. The imam says there must be more one-on-one education about that.
All of us, we don't watch TV. But if we do it in person level, a personal level, I think that would be great.
He will be part of a press conference later today to demand action from the city. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Tremont, the Bronx.
That's right. We're expecting to hear more in the 1 o'clock hour. Of course, Newsline will be monitoring. Police right now are searching for the creep who attacked an elderly woman in broad daylight yesterday in Queens. It happened at about 1:30 in the afternoon in front of a building on Queens Boulevard in Forest Hills. The man tackled the 75-year-old woman, then ran off. She was taken to the hospital with neck and face injuries. Police have released a video of that suspect. It's up on our website, 1010winds.com. Cops are searching for two men who viciously attacked a woman in the Bronx on Sunday. This happened at about 5:30 in the morning on East 198th Street in the Jerome Park section. The 28-year-old victim was stabbed a number of times in the back and torso by one man while the other punched and kicked her. She was rushed to St. Barnabas Hospital, where she is in stable condition. The attackers ran off, and photos of those suspects also up on our website. The union representing detectives in the NYPD wants the Manhattan DA to prosecute crimes that he doesn't want to prosecute, and they have sent a letter to Governor Hochul asking that instead of the Manhattan DA prosecuting some crimes, she anoint a special prosecutor. Last hour, we spoke live with Paul DiGiacomo, president of the DEA. He says he's very concerned with the crimes Bragg says he won't prosecute.
The illegal guns, the carrying of an illegal firearm, robbery with a fake gun that could be used as a real gun in the robbery itself, the resisting arrest, the obstructing of governmental administration, the drug dealing regarding the steerers or the people that direct the buyers where to buy the drugs. You know, there's a lot of danger here.
Last week, Bragg said his office will no longer prosecute people for a range of minor offenses, including marijuana misdemeanors, prostitution, and in some cases, resisting arrest. Cops right now are searching for a pair of thieves who hit a string of grocery stores in Brooklyn. The robberies stretch back to early December. In all 6 cases, the thieves used burglar tools to get into the stores from the roof. While many of the thefts got them only a few hundred bucks, in one Coney Island grocery, they got $15,000 in cash. In all, more than $28,000 was taken. If you have any information on these thefts, police would like to hear from you at 1-800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.